when I saw Repay and We Shop Brand Orwin doing this project with Guinness World Records in Jamaica, I immediately got on the phone and, you know, it was a jealousy kind of thing because it's good. It's good for Jamaica. But I saw that it could also be good for the people of Trinidad and Tobago. Initially, I thought 0.40, you know, but you had to think on a wider scale and a bigger level, and this is definitely going to impact the people of Trinidad and Tobago. So I reached out. I reached out to Pierce. I reached out to Orwin. I reached out to anyone who could have gotten to Orwin so that they could have saw the need for it here in Trinidad and Tobago. And I want to say thanks. Thanks to Orwin. Thanks to Beacon Insurance. Thanks to UT Trust Corporation. All the sponsors who would have come, AmCham and the CEO, Mr. Nira Tavari, for seeing the value in this small project. You see, what is going to take place here is that 1,000 people are going to get e-commerce websites. And how I saw it and how I read about it in Jamaica is how I see it here in Trinidad, where the average man who is selling a gyro on the side of the street, he could now have the ability to showcase his talent. In 0.14, we have this one young man, and his name is Andel, but his product is Geo Designs, and it goes with a wing. And he always goes on Facebook saying that he's the number one brand in Trinidad and Tobago. And while he may be correct, we ought to be pushing now further than Trinidad and Tobago. So this is going to give a young man like him the opportunity to go global. And this is what technology does. This is what fintech does. And this is what people with ideas do. And that in turn is going to be beneficial to the people of this country. It's going to bring in foreign exchange. It's going to do things. It's going to increase that level of competence and confidence in the people of this country. So I just want to say thanks.